Okay. Let's look at the Pasuk. I can't take this anymore. Are you good? I can't do this alone. I can't carry you anymore. God multiplied you. And then he goes back. So Pasuk Tes, he says, I can't take it anymore. Pasuk Yudbeis, he says, I can't do it anymore. Pasuk Yud, he says, because you become so many. Yet Aleph, he says, and God should continue to bless you. So here he's complaining that it's too much. Business is too good. And then he says, and God should continue to bless you. So the Mesha Chochma says, L'dimyon, just to give you, imagine what this means. A person has a fantastic bracha. He is fantastically wealthy, and Baruch Hashem, he's a large family, lots of children. And it's a lot of work to raise his kids. There's a lot of effort into it, a lot of yeshiva tuitions. And he has to get the wet nurses and he has to get enough help to help us out. Az Yoimer, he'll say, Ma Godla Alaya Terech Mikem. So he'll say, what unbelievable tirch I have, how I have to kill myself for it, he says. Yitain Hashem, kikein yelachem. And he says, but I wish you the same thing. He says to his kids, I have to kill myself for you because I got so many of you because it requires so much effort. And he says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should do the same thing to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the same blessing. V'teirad kol zeh le'yiposik lo yuvsak mikem. Kain Moshe Roya Neman Omer. So that's what Moshe was saying. Hashem Yibrozchem. He multiplied you. And he made you like the stars of the heaven. Beriboy Ubamalu Muflegas Aderech Nisi. And the numbers that you have are miraculous. Omer Shekain Yomer Roya Yisrael. And he's saying that's what all future leaders should say. They should say, we have such tzaras because we have so many people, so much to take care of. Tomid alechem miyislanu talunis. We should always have these problems. Mizesha Omar, and that's what it says. In the pasuk, the Omar lechem ba'esahi, and at that time, what was the that time? Was Arvis Mayav. He said that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that just like I said it at that time, Kain Yoimru, Raya Yisrael. That was whenever a leader kvetches about all of the problems he has and all the tircha that he has and all the effort he has to remind himself, this is a huge bracha, because this comes from having Baruch Hashem. A lot of Jews, a lot of people to take care of. That's the nusach we try to use in the shul. Sometimes we have multiple simchas. So it means we have to move around the minyanim. Somebody gets nervous that they have to daven in a different place, different. So we always use the nusach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we should always have to accommodate these kinds. We should always have problems because we have simchas, Baruch Hashem. Always have problems because we have it so good. So he says that nusach is mamish in the pasuk. Now the Mesha Chochma says, I hope it's here, he discusses the Haftorah. Yeah. This is the next piece. The very beautiful R in the Haftorah. Is it here? Yeah. There we go. No, oh, the bar line cut it out.
Oh. Doesn't seem to be in this edition.
I wonder if we put it at the end. Let's try one more thing. Let's see if they have it. Have Taurus. See, they have the violins differently. Okay. There you go. Good. Dianelli, the first, he says, Lomali Rais of Chayim, because Baruch Hu says, who needs all of these korbanos? I have enough. Me be kesh zos, mi yen chimer, who needs all over my base of mikdash? Loi say sifu, savi avi minchas shav, kitoris to'eva. So the Meshech Chochma says, why of all the different korbanos, he complains of many korbanos. Why does he say, don't bring the mincha or the k'taris? So he begins by pointing out that we have a principle that every tainus has to include people who are not tzaddikim, and that is what we learn from the k'taris. That the Ktoras had a Chelbana. Chelbana did not smell good. And the Chelbana was one of the ingredients of the Ktoras. He says that even though the Chelbana, when it was independent, it was Shvach, B'chol Zoyz, when the Chelbana was mixed up with all the other spices, who mitpasem, it in it smelled good, and it became a catalyst. It was able to bring out the best of the others. So the chelbana in of itself was foul smelling, but when the chelbana was with the others, so the chelbana smelled good, and the chelbana actually brought the good smell out from the others. And then he says, we find the Gemara that says, Pizur Rishoim Noelahim Vinoela Olam. When Rishoim get together, it's not good. When Rishoim are spread out, Noelahim, it's good for them and it's good for the world. So he points out the following, that when you bring bad people together, it only is mechazek bad things. V'chein matzanu kol be'asara. And when you bring good people together, it brings out good things. You have the Shekhinah, you have a minyan. So the Ran explains that im kol echad b'fnei atzmo yesh lo mida p'chusa. Let's say you have a group of people. Each one is their own flaw. Ze keli, this one is a person who likes gashmias. This one is a Lashon Hara Nicker. This one is a guy who gets angry quickly. So when they're all together, cause yumtak mirirusam, uviyisbasim kol echad mechaveri. Then each person is going to improve by being associated with the guy next to him. The one that is very mugushimdik and very gashmistik, so he's going to learn lefazer hono. He's going to learn from the other guys how to spend his money. And the one who's a balkas, he's going to learn how to be more ragua, more calm. And the one that speaks lashon hara, he's going to learn from the other guys, sof miyata, how to keep himself quiet. However, let's say you'd bring together a whole bunch of guys, and each one, every single guy, is a guy who's a balkas. So then he says, you're going to end up being mechazek, the anger of each one of them. That's what it means. He says it's a double-edged sword. If you bring people together with all the same flaw, you're going to end up creating a stronger netiya for bad. But if you bring people together, and they're essentially all good people, but they all have different flaws, so then they're going to end up improving each other. He says the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring Klal Yisrael and to have us all focused on Kedusha. And the fact is that that's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, even B'Churbana, because he says now we're in Chutz Laretz, we face Yerushalayim, you're in Haifa, you face Yerushalayim, Tiberi, you face Yerushalayim. So Yechavein Libay, Keneg Yerushalayim. Nimthu Shekol Yisrael Mechuvonim Es Libam Lomokei Mechon. Yerushalayim brings our focus together. And therefore, V'lachein Tomid Ha'isa Shaman Haga Nisis, and we always had miracles happening. The Mishnah says 10 daily miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. Laharis afsha kol prote b'fnei atzmoi einero liyos mushkach prote banhoga prote b'lti tivis. He says, each one, personally, I don't deserve that Kadosh Baruch Hu should focus on me and help me out and I should have hashkocha prote from Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol zois, however, when you join all of Klal Yisrael together, so then we all have this kind of miraculous hashgacha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shisham ein pegab shekulam mal rechni chayach ze biir osai ze ba'avosai ze b'misas yodai ze b'teirosai. When we're all focused, so one guy brings Yerushalayim, one brings Avishalayim, one guy brings tzedakah, one guy brings learning, and he says that's the idea of. As we want to get off topic right now. V'hinei, when it comes to a korban mincha, eino kreva b'shutfin. A korban mincha cannot be brought as in partnership. Rak b'yachid, an individual can bring a korban yachid, and a tzibur can bring a korban mincha. So he says, l'fish a tzibur is connected like and represents one unit. Mekol echod in a tzibur, kol echod moel chaveroi. So Moshe kol eimer moel chaveroi. Just like when it comes to a person, every limb helps out the body, so too when it comes to a tzibur. However, he says, go back to the pasuk in Yeshaya, and it says, Shimu devar Hashem kitzinei sedom. When Klal Yisrael came and we became like Anshei Sedoim and Anshei Amoira, so then we weren't at all concerned about the other person, about come bringing together. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then I don't need your Korban Mincha. Because your Korban Mincha, if everybody wants to bring their own Korban, fine. But a Korban Mincha, Lachain Kevan Shif Sidu Malas Achdus. When we became like Sodom and Gomorrah, each person became their own individual. They all were up against each other. So I don't need a korban mincha. And the same thing is true with the ketores. The whole point of the ketores is that each one gains from the other person. But if we're not connected with each other, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our ketores. Because that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu pick Davka on the Korban Mincha and on the ketores? He says, because Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying one of the goals of the Beis HaMikdash is that it should connect every Jew. By connecting every Jew, so then we all bring out the best of each other, and we challenge each other, and each one can challenge challenge each other and try to root out the flaws. He says, but if we're not working as a group, if we're all over the place, if we're Tzidayim v'Amayra, so that means we're not working as a tzibur. So we're not being mechazik each other. So that's the case, he says. So then, if the ketores is just going to be us bringing a a korban without chopping the yisod of the korban, say, I don't need to. It's a Torah's te'eva. If you're going to bring a korban mincha, mincha is brought by a tzibur. So if you're going to bring a korban mincha and you're not a tzitzit mincha shav, because then you don't get the te'elis of these korbanos. It also gives an insight into Chazal saying that the second base of Mikdash we lost because of Sinas Chinam, and Sinas Chinam, and that apparently has the same weight as the Shlosha Averis Chamuris. So it's difficult for us to understand that the first base of Mikdash we could lose because of Bilei Aroyos and Shvichus Dam and murder and adultery and adultery. And the second base of Mikdash, Sinas Chinam, because we don't like each other. So the Hezra Adomer is that when it comes to, if we are working well together as a people, so we're going to improve each other. So I could be an Avodah Zoranik, but the guy next to me could even be I'm a Noif. If we work as a Tzibur, so I will realize the shallowness of Avodah Zorah, and he's going to look at me and realize the lack of integrity of Niyuf. And we will work each other out. We'll bounce off each other. We'll improve each other. But if the sin is chinam, then each one is thinking about himself. So then there's no. Then one of the great koyches we have to improve each other, not going to be there. That's and the Beis HaMikdash is the one of the tools HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to bring Klal Yisrael together as a tzibur. And the Ketores is one of the great works of Musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So you can learn so much Musar from the Ketores. So that's why the Meshech Chochma says that. That's what he's saying, that if we've lost out on our ability to give kovod to each other, so then we lost one of the great purposes of Beis HaMikdash. And we lost one of the great abilities to improve ourselves. So then, that was Kadosh Baruch Hu. How did he message that to us? He said, I don't need your korban mincha. I don't need your mincha is a fake and your keteris is a fake. So that was the musar, that we have to make ourselves worthy of the keteris and of the... So the two ha'aras are really one ha'ara, right? The first ha'ara is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, it's such a difficult situation. It gives me such trouble. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to chop himself and say, but these are Klal Yisrael. These are wonderful Jews. So, okay, they might give me some trouble. But these are such special Jews, each one. So he had to chop himself and say, all right, my life might be difficult, but difficult for good reason. Difficult because there's so many of you. That's Gevaldik. And the Vort Nef Torah is a similar Vort that... One of the tikkunim we have to make is recognizing the goodness of other Jews and how we can bounce off each other to improve each other. No, any horrors?
But the Gemara says by Menashe how he was successful in what was it, our Achav, right? He was so successful in all of his wars, and how could that be? And they had Achdus, they're all together.
Yeah. Throughout the end of Bais Rishon, in all the even those Malachim, but there was
the idea that when the Rishayim all have the same negative trait, that's when they do damage together. That fits in with Chazal's description of Korach v'Hadasso, that they were all had the same negative trait of looking for kavod and for greatness that wasn't given to them. Each one, even though they had different objectives, because Korach wanted to be the Kohen Gadol and Bnei Reuben wanted to be the Bnei Levi, right, which would have supplanted Korach and all of his other Levium, but the Tzad HaShavah between them in their coming together was they each wanted gedula that they weren't entitled to. They all were running after covet that wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
And that's what made them an adas, an eda.
Yeah. Kairach ve'adase. Okay. Shouldn't be able to. It's very depressing that the Dafka this week there's such a period between the different parts of Klal Yisrael. There is Hashem, we should, these days should bring us, should turn things around. People should, we have to, the avodah we have to do.
Amen.
All good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Mr. Hashem.
Good Shabbos, thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
Rabbi, you know what the shul's plans for Tisha B'Av are yet?
That's my next meeting. But what I envision is that we will. Is it the nighttime? People will daven. Wherever you want to daven, inside, outside, and at night, I think it'll be like almost like a regular davening with a regular eicha. I assume that we'll zoom out at least one eicha to the homes. I assume in the morning, so I envision that the outside minyanim, well, that all the minyanim will just will do a few brief kinos, wrap it up, and then those who are inside the shul will stay inside the shul with air conditioning. Those who don't want to be inside, so they'll I guess go home, and we'll zoom the kinos, so people can see it from their homes. Because the say outside, I think it'll be very, it either is going to be hot, humid, or raining. I can't imagine that it's going to be pleasant to be outside for a long period of time. So people will be home, so they'll do the kinos at home and air conditioning. No, have a prayer, have a halach, because this is the next meeting we're going to go to. So
sounds like a good plan.
That's what I'm thinking. That makes sense. Tisha B'Av is the easiest thing to work out.
You know, it seems to me you could even do Eicha that way too. It's no Indian of
that's right.
Zebra for Eicha.
Right. So maybe we'll have to figure out if the outside places are good for Eicha. I have to see the lighting, the mosquitoes. I have to make a decision. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Is it the you can daven ma'ariv and do echa from the comfort of our home. Yeah. Yeah.
So Tisha B'Av, not too comfortable. It's Tisha B'Av.
So let's see. Let's see what.
Shabbos, everybody.
I think Yom Noraim is a much bigger challenge than Tisha B'Av.
Sure. Yeah,
no Zoom, it's hard. This week's Parsha, and this I'm Zooming. It's the first time you get Zoom in Tanakh, this week's Parsha.
Have a good Shabbos.
Now we're all I'm Zooming, huh?
Is that? That's right.
Now we're all I'm Zooming.